兄姊妹早。
Good to see all you back, because the last week we only have probably a handful of people.
很高兴又看见大家回来，因为上个主日好像人不是很多。
Well, because we have a snowstorm, so probably we can only sit one section of.
因为我们有一个暴风雪，所以好像只能坐满一半。
Even though today is kind of still cold outside, but we come here to worship the Lord and may His love warm up our hearts.
今天虽然外面仍然寒冷，但是我们到主的面前来敬拜他，愿他的爱来叫我们的心得以温暖。
I still like to kind of spend 30 seconds. We just say hello to the friend sitting next to you, or maybe you are a first comer, and probably the people can greet you, say welcome to our worship.
你可以用30秒钟来彼此问安。
Okay, we'll have plenty of time after worship. We can just chat and speak to each other. Okay, let's bow our hand and pray.
我们低头祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
we thank you for you have brought us here.
感谢你把我们带到这里。
And we pray that today you will let us see what you want to speak to us.
请你今天让我们能够领受你所要我们领受的。
And we pray that today you will let us see what's the God's image.
让我们能看见什么是神的形象。
And pray that our heart will be again to transform into the image of God.
求你叫我们的心能够变化，能够像我们主的形象。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Okay, I have a few slides, so let's start the slides.Okay, today's the message I'm going to focus on in God's image or the image of God.
今天我要交通照着神的形象。
And probably you will ask me what kind of image God has.
你也许会问这是什么样的形象呢？
Let's read a verse together.
我们读一起读一节圣经。
This is in Genesis 1:27. This is going to be the theme verse for today.
这是今天最重要的一节经文，创世纪一章二十七节。
You can read in English or in Chinese and whatever you prefer.
我们中文英文都可以。
Okay, let's read together. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them.In this verse, almost the first two parts are overlapping or they are just a kind of a repeat.
在这节圣经里前面一部分好像有点重复。
But I think the author tried to say that clearly in his image, he created man.
但是我想这里也是要特别强调是照着他的形象。
Okay, let's get into a...few questions just like online you have in your hand.
让我们来看一些问题。
Okay, the first question we are going to ask, who bears the God's image out of all the creation?
第一个问题就是在神一切所创造的当中，谁有神的形象？
This is a January, so we will start from a Genesis.
所以我们就从创世纪来看。
Okay, this is the first question we are going to answer for today.
这是我今天第一个要回答的问题。
And how about the second question?
第二个问题。
What is meant by saying that man was created in the image of God?
我们说人是照着神的形象造的，究竟是什么意思？
I will get into three aspects to look into this.
我要交通三个方面。
And the last question, if we have time, we'll get into...a little bit deeper searching about this. What character, or sometimes we call that as a ministry, does God intend for us to carry on into the eternity?
如果有时间，我们会交通第三个方面，就是有哪一些的性格，或者说事工，神是要我们带到永生里面去的。
Okay, let's start from a very question, very first question.
第一个问题。
Okay, let's think about what is a God image.
我们在这里思想神的形象。
And nowadays, probably you will see a politician, probably they will hire some image maker so that they can have a better image for the public.
所以今天你可能会看见一些搞政治的人，他们会雇一些人，我们通常他们叫做来制造形象。
So that the public will see, oh, this is our leader. We should vote for him.
他们的目的就是让公众可以看到他，觉得这个人形象很好，他是一个适合做领袖的人。
And maybe you remember first day when you go apply the job.
也许你记得你头一天申请工作的时候。
You were two pieces or three pieces of suit and you
穿的全套的西装
and you shine your shoes and you comb your hair so you want to have a good image in front of an interviewer
要把你的皮鞋擦亮要把头梳好你就是想给这个面试你的人有一个好的印象
and nowadays if you work in a company probably you will see the corporation they want to have the corporate right image
对如果你在公司里工作的话你也许会听到说一个公司它也要一个好的形象
I remember when I worked for one of the big company in Kansas City
我记得我在 Kansas City 一个大的公司工作的时候
and they say well we have an old logo and this is too old this is not the company image anymore
他们说我们公司以前是有一个标志但是那个太老了我们要设计一个新的
So they hired a consultant from Chicago somewhere and they say well we want a new logo so we can represent our company the new image
所以他们就从特地从芝加哥一家咨询公司请人来给他们重新设计这个公司的标志因为他们要有一个新的形象
At first I thought well maybe just a couple months they can draw the logo and real quick andWe'll have a new logo for our company.
开始我想大概几个月总够了吧，把这个公司的标志画出来。
And do you know this project lasts how long?
你知道最后拖了多久吗
？Almost 2 years.
用了两年。
They say in order to know the right image of your company, we need to interview all the way about all the manager and above.
他们说那个咨询公司说，为了了解我们公司的形象，他们要。把所有经理这一级所有以上所有的人都面试过
Wow, how many managers and directors and vice president they need to interview
对在我们公司里有许许多这样的经理啊还有以上的人
Later on they come out as a logo
最后他们设计好了这个标志
And I take a look I say My daughter can draw that too
我看了这个标志我说呀觉得我女儿也画得出来
It's only three colors
只有三种颜色
One is a blue sky
一个蓝色的天空
And the white cloud
一个白白云
And the green grass
一个绿草
Well, but they real carefully they try to carry the right image for the company so they spend I think our company spent $5 million for that
他们很小心很仔细用了这两年时间就是为了设计这个公司的形象那后来我听说我们公司花了500万为了这个标志
If you work for a marketing group
如果你是在市场部工作
this is an advertising group
或者说宣传营销部
Oh, they try very hard they try to work for their client to design the right image for the product
他们就很小很努力的和客户交流他们要设计一个产品一个好的产品的形象
So when you go to the grocery store or you look at the paper or the magazine and you can pick up that right image for the product
所以当你去到店里买东西或者你看到杂志的时候一眼看见你就能够得到一个好的印象
But all in all this kind of image sometimes will give us a It's overlapping. Okay. It's an illusion.
它这些我们所经历的这些，他们会给我们一个虚幻的印象。
Illusion. That's mean not the right image. It seems a give person a something not in their essence, but it's just an illusion.
他给我们的感觉就是说，这不是我们所得到的，不是一个东西的本质，而是它的一个幻象。
So the image, first of all, I want to say this is not the illusion.
所以首先我要讲的，形象不是一个幻象。
Yes, in Isaiah chapter 30:10, and it's talk about a lot of illusion from the God's people.
以赛亚三十章。
Well, we are not going to read that, but that's okay. Just briefly describe that. In that verse, it said that the people of Israel, they have the illusion.
那里说到以色列人他们有这些的幻象。
And this is not what God wants.
那不是神所要的。
Okay. Again, these are two words kind of overlapping. But here it says, God's image is not an imagination.
所以这里说到神的形象不是一个想象出来的意念。
God wants to put his image inside of man.
神的心意是把他的形象放在人的里面。
A lot of time we say, well, your religion is just a kind of a man's imagination.
很多时候有人说你们所信的只是你们想象出来的。
And there is no real God.
并不是真的有神。
It just comes from a group of people. You think there is God, so from your imagination, you come out all the stories behind it.
就是是有些人把它想出来的，然后又编了许多故事。
Yes, when you go out to preach the gospel, you will have this kind of question.
是的，当你传福音的时候，你会遇到这样的人。
But what's the real image God wants us to know?
但神真正要我们知道是怎样的形象呢？
Oh, somebody correct it for me? Okay. It is his likeness.
是照着他的样式。
Likeness and image, this is the same word, same meaning.
这里样式和形象是同一个意思。
That's a very original God's intent.
这是神起初的心意。
Think about a medical doctor, if they try to see...A nerve cell, they use a microscope and they look into this screen in the electron microscope and they can see the nerve cell.
就像一个医生他如果要看见一个神经细胞他要用电子显微镜来看。
He studied the nerve's image.
他研究他看到的是这个神经细胞的形象。
And photographer, they use the word image to describe their finished product.
这个如果你是个摄影师，你也可能会用这个词形象来说你最后做成的一件产品。
Because when we take a photo of person, this is a person's image.
当我们照相的时候，我们照完，我们就说我们得到一个这个人的形象。
This week, I'm teaching the school, and then I walk into the classroom.And only one student sit in the classroom.
因为这个星期我教书的时候，我走进一间教室，只有一个学生。
I say, what happened to the rest of the class?
我说其他人都到哪儿去了
？And he told me, well, today is a picture retake, so all the girls that they went to retake the picture.
今天他说今天要重新照照片，所以所有的女孩子都去照照片。
Because a month ago when the photographer came and all the picture and they look at it and they said, no, this is not a good image. I want to retake.
因为上次来拍照片的人，他们看了这些照片都不满意。
Oh, some say my hair stick up and then I say, well, I didn't smile big enough, so I want to retake. I want to have a good image.
每个人都有地方不满意，所以说他们我们要重照。
So we care about the image, our image.
我们很在乎我们自己的形象。
Nowadays, our church, we have so many babies.
在我们教会有这么多的婴孩。
Do you know what the parents like to hear?
你知道父母最喜欢听的是什么？
Oh, this baby just looks like you.
这个小孩很像你啊。
And the mother came by and said, how about me?
妈妈就会过来说，那像不像我？
And so you need to say something. Say, "Oh, this is a splitting image. It just looks like dad and looks like mom too."
所以你就不得不说，你看又像爸爸又像妈妈。
And they will be very very happy.
他们就会很开心。
That's an image.
那就是一个形象。
So how can the visible human beings express the image of God?
但是怎样在一个可见人的形象上看见神自己的形象？
Probably you will ask this kind of question.
这就是我们心里的问题。
Certainly we cannot look like God because he is an invisible spirit.
当然我们不能从外面看起来像神，因为神是看不见的。
A lot of philosophers or theologians, they try to use a very careful word to describe in a single phrase and try to describe what is the image of God.
有许多哲学家、神学家，他们很小心的想用一些词汇来描述神的形象。
And some later on, some group of people, they say, well, the image of God is that something is the ability to reason.
有的人说神的形象里就包含能够推理。
And some other group of people say, well, the image of God is some spiritual faculty, so that can understand the spiritual things.
所以他有的人就说神的形象里包含能够明白属灵的事情。
And some other people say, well, probably this is a capacity to make moral judgment.
或者说是一种能够有道德判断的能力。
And some artists say that, well, the image of God probably need to be expressed in the artistic creativity.
所以有些艺术家相信神的形象在艺术品当中表现出来。
And nowadays,Well, this is a psychology dominated age.
所以这个时代是一个被心理学家所占有的时代。
So they say the image of God is a capacity for relationship with other people and with God.
所以他们说神的形象就是能够与神与其他人交流的能力。
Yes, they explain that closer and closer, but not exactly what the Bible says.
他们就是这个摩西好像有点接近，但是不是圣经上所说的。
So in Genesis, the concept of image of God, it means looks like it's been I should use a big word, a consummation toward the end of creation.
好像这个神的形象是在神一切所造的总
最后完成，
最后的完成。
If you look at Genesis, it's a lot of creations.
如果你看创世纪里面有许多的创造。
But this is the day number six.
这是第六日。
So when we read the passage, Brother Liu just said, let us read from verse 26 through 29, through 31. That's the 6 days of creation.
刚才我们读了创世纪第一章26到31节，那是第六日的创造。
We see God right now, he created man according to his own image.
神照自己的形象造人。
So we see now it looks like among all God's creations, only human beings, they carry or they bear the image of God.
在神一切的创造中只有人有神的形象。
And we know later on because of man's fall, God used a flood to wipe out all the creatures on the world.
我们知道是后来因为人的堕落，神用洪水来毁灭全地。
And God only saved one family, which is Noah.
神只拯救了一家，就是诺亚。
And after that, he talked to Noah, and he said, "Well, the extent of human domain over the animals."
那个他就像对诺亚说，
你要。管理这一切的动物。
他对诺亚说：“你要管理这一切的动物。”
So again, the quality of this image of God again to kind of recover.
所以你看见对于神形象好像再次的得以恢复。
But one thing different from all the creation, from a human being to other creation is
人和这是人和神一切其他所造的不同。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
让我们一起看创世纪第二章第七节。
The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里。 他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
At first he formed the man from the dust of the ground.
他先用地上的尘土造人。
And breathed into his nostril the breath.
将生气吹在他鼻孔里。
So he breathed into the nostril the breath of the of life. Here's the breath of life.
这里是说到把将生命的气吹在他里面。
And the man became a living being.
他就成了一个有灵的活人。
A living being.
有灵的活人。
And this is different from all the,the creatures on earth.
这就是与神一切其他所造的不同。
Yes, probably we still share this kind of biological shell outside.
也许我们这个从生物学的角度看，也许我们的外壳是一样的。
But sometimes, if you look at it, well, horse can easily outrun man.
所以如果你把人跟马比的话，人跑不过马。
A hawk can see far better. Hawk.
要鹰，鹰能够看得比人更远。
And a dog can detect odor or the sound is far better than man.
狗能够比人更好的发现东西。
闻声音。So yet, we are made in the image of God.
但是我们是有神形象的人。
And this are...Outside our shell of skin, of muscle, of bones, and we serve become a vessel.
我们的外体，我们的血肉，我们的骨，都不过就是一个器皿。
And do you know, God intend one day, this shell will become the temple of God.
你知道，有一天神他的心意就是叫我们这个外体能够成为神的殿。
Second question we are going to address.
你要看第二个问题。
From the image of God, God created man.
神照他的形象造人。
And this image, if you carefully see into a man, you will, first of all, you will find out they have about three very distinct characters.
如果你仔细的看人的里面，你会看见三个方面。
First of all, I would like to say this is a knowledge.
第一个就是知识。
From Genesis 20 and 3:20, we understand God wants Adam to name all the animals.
从创世纪第二章第三章，你会看见说神要亚当来给一切的活物取名。
Where did he get all this knowledge and he can name all the animals?
亚当从哪里得来的知识他可以给一切的活物来取名。
Apparently from this image of God, he already had this kind of knowledge.
应该是从神的形象里面他得到了这样的启示。
And carefully, if you see the name of the animal, that will pretty much will represent the character of the animals.
从动物的名字你可以去看见这个动物的个性。
Also, if you read Genesis 3:20,
第三章二十节
Adam named his wife as Eve.
亚当也给他的妻子取名夏娃。
And that means a light given.
所以这个是表示他是众生之母。
So knowledge, summarized, is to understand God's revelation of himself.
所以这里的知识所表明的就是能够明白神给他自己的启示。
If we continue to extend the knowledge into, if we try to say this is if this is a position in the Bible, what would that be?
如果这个知识也可以说就是我们知道圣经里面的预言
角色
是在哪里
？This is a prophet.
这是先知的角色。
Okay, from Psalm 36:9, it says, "To see the truth of God and speak it for the benefit of others."
在诗篇三十六篇里面说，能够明白神的真理，能够把神的真理说出来，让别人得益。
I have a picture to show you. This is a little man. His name is called Shorty.
这里有一个
小人。
小人。
And It's a prophet.
他代表一个先知。
It looks like he got a light bulb in his brain.
这幅图画里他的脑袋里好像有一个灯泡。
And it seems that he got some kind of idea.
所以他好像有了一些想法。
Well, this is from above. This is from the image of God.
是从上而来的，是从神的形象而来的。
He got the knowledge.
他有知识。
So in Psalm 36:9, second half, it said, "In thy light shall we see light."
诗篇三十六篇第九节说，在你的光中我们必得见光。
So pretty much this shorty, he has the knowledge and he serves a prophet.
所以在这幅图画里我们看见这个小人，他有知识。
This is all from the image of God. This is all from the image of God.
这是从神的形象而来的。
Originally.
是从神起初的形象而来的。
Before the main fall.
在人堕落以前。
Before we got into sins.
在我们犯罪之前。
So we should have this kind of a expression.
这是我们所看见第一个表达。
How about the second one?
第二个。
The holiness.
第二个是圣洁。
Again, I'm saying that this is before the fall of man.
我再说这是在人堕落之前。
Yes, we have this holiness.
我们有这个圣洁。
And this holiness is to be the holy, consecrated to God, or be set apart to the Lord.
这里的圣洁是说完全奉献给神，单独归给他。
Yes, this is from the image of God.
这是从神的形象而来。
Probably right now we are far from this.
现在我们可能远离这个。
And what's the position or the role in the Bible mentioned about this holiness?
在圣经里所代表这个的角色是什么？
This is a priest.
乃是祭司。
And Ephesians 4:24 mentioned about this priest.
在以弗所书第四章二十四节里提到这个。
He said, "Put on a new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness."
那里说，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And the priest is designed to serve the Lord in various offerings and divine ceremonies.
祭司乃是照着将各样的祭物献上来侍奉神。
Probably from the Moses, you will see a lot of offerings and ceremonies and being recorded.
从摩西的摩西的时候，你就可以看见记载了有许多的祭物献上。
So this holiness, we also can draw a picture of it.
我们再看一幅图画。
Oh, his heart is pure.
他的心是洁净的。
So let your heart before, therefore, be perfect. Sometimes we call that as fully committed to the Lord. That's from a First Kings.Chapter 8, verse 61.
列王记上八章六十一节里那里说，要向我们的神存诚实的心。
So this shorty looks like he's kneeling down and pray to the Lord with a big heart.
看起来他跪在那里向神祷告。
So this is a second characteristic. We have the image of God. Not only we have the knowledge, also we have the holiness.
所以我们就看见说，在神的形象里面，反映在我们的性格里有知识，不仅有知识，也是有圣洁。
And then we'll get into the third one.
第三个。
If we have the image of God, we should have this righteousness.
三个我们看见就是公义。
And this righteousness can also mean the obedient.To God or doing God's will.
这里所表明的就是顺服神，行神的旨意。
So if we had this kind of righteousness, what kind of a role or image do you have?
这样的公义是用哪一种职分表达出来？
It's a king.
乃是君王。
The first Genesis 26b mentioned about him.We can rule over all the world that God has placed under His dominion.
在创世纪第一章里面讲到说，神要人治理全地。
If you turn back to Genesis 1:26, it says, "Let us make men in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground."
在创世纪里，神照他的形象造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So we can rule over all the creation.
所以我们可以管理全地。
So if we draw the picture,
我们再看一幅图画。
For this shorty, he's walking. This is the way walking.
所以这里看见这个小人，他在那里行走。
So he walked like a king.
他走路的样子像一个君王。
Because he is walking on the right way.
因为他走在正路上。
You look at those people, if they are doing something wrong, probably they're walking, you can tell the difference.
也许当一个人是在做错事的时候，你从他走路的样子可以看出来。
They try to get away from other people.
他也许想躲开其他人。
They cannot walk straight.
他们不会走直路。
Like this Mr. Shorty, it looks like he's walking pretty well.
那这里我们看见这个人，他好像走的是非常直。
Because he carried the image of God.
因为他有神的形象。
So this is the three characteristics we should have, the image of God.
这是三个我们有神的形象所应该有的三个性格。
But unfortunately, we're far away from that.
但是我们是远远的远离这些。
And so God has a way for a restoration.
但神有一个恢复的办法。
And I think throughout this year, we probably will follow all the series and we'll cover why the men fall and what's the God's plan for that.
我想我们今天的信息里面，今年的信息里，我们会一点点讲到为什么人会堕落，神如何的来恢复。
I think last week our brother already mentioned a little bit about the restoration of this is God's plan.
我想上个星期我们的弟兄已经稍微讲到一点神恢复的计划。
And he mentioned about the Lord's God's precious blood.
他讲到主的宝血。
And if you'd like to pick up that message, probably you can go to the website and listen to the message.
如果你上次没有听到，你可以到网站上去再听。
Okay, let's get into the third perspective.
好，让我们再看第三个方面。
Oh, the third question.
那第三个问题。
When we enlarge all these roles of priest, king, or the prophet, we can start to say that as a prophethood, kingship, and priesthood.
我们这里说到是祭司、君王和先知的职分。
And this is also the ministry the Lord wants us to do on earth.
是神所要我们所尽的职分。
And what's the relationship between them?
他们之间有什么关系呢？
The priesthood and kingship. I'd like you to turn to the 1 Peter 2:9. If you use the Chinese Bible.
在祭司和君王的关系里面，我们可以来看彼得前书二章九节。
And if you use the Chinese Bible, you can turn it to this passage and then. If you can read English, and we can just read this together. Can we all read together?
Okay.
1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal or kingly priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Look at it. Here's we are. The royal or kingly priesthood.
这里说到君尊的祭司。
And sometimes we like to have a knowledge.
很多时候我们愿意有知识。
But there's nothing wrong with it.
那没有错。
And let's look at 1 Corinthians 13:8.
我们看哥林多前书十三章八节。
Let's all read together.
我们一起来读。
Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, there will be peace. Where there are tongues, there will be healed. Where there is knowledge, it will be passed away. So it looks like this prophethood eventually will be ceased and knowledge will pass away.
从这张圣经里我们看见说先知的职分最终还是要停止知识要过去
but only the first two will carry on forever
只有前面这两个职分会持续
the priesthood and kingship will last forever
祭司和君王的职分要继续
but why we need to have a prophethood
那为什么我们现在要有先知的职分
and sometimes we are desire to have that kind of ability to prophesy for the Lord
有时候我们心里切莫愿意做先知来说神的话
Many times we are not on the track of God's image
但是很多时候我们并不在走在一条路上能够有神的形象
So many times God raised a prophet to do the correction for this priest or the king
所以许多时候神就兴起先知来矫正这个君王和祭司。
Do you remember when King David he did something wrong?
你知道当大卫王犯罪的时候
，He commit adultery and also murder.
他犯了淫乱和谋杀的罪。
And God wanted prophet Nathan came to reproach him.
神就让先知拿单到神的面前，到大卫的面前去。
Of course, we know the rest of the story.
我们知道整个的故事。
But Nathan, after he has done that, he succeeded. He did not linger in the palace.
我们知道说，当拿单说完这个话，他就不见了。他并不是说就一直住在王宫里。
But King David is still there.
但是大卫王却一直是在那里的。
Of course, he repented.
当然，大卫他悔改了。
And God tried to restore his kingship.
神就恢复他王的职事。
Another example in the Bible is Elisha.
另一个例子在圣经里就是伊利沙。
At that time, all the prophet for God is almost all disappeared.
那时候神其他先知好像都不见了。
So God raised Elisha.
神就把伊利沙兴起来。
He was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
Of course, we know all the story about how he defeated all the other false prophets.
我们也知道那个故事，他怎样击败了其他所有的假先知。
All the false prophet was killed.
他们那些假先知都被杀了。
And we know the king is queen is going to kill Elisha.
我们知道那个耶洗别王后耶洗别要杀以利亚。
So he ran away for 3 days and 3 nights.
他就跑了三天三夜。
So again, all this prophet God raised up to restore his image.
所以神差遣先知是要恢复他自己的形象。
When the priesthood or kingship are weak,
当祭司和君王的职事当他们软弱的时候
，God need prophet to restore.
神需要先知来恢复他们。
But eventually, in the New Jerusalem, you will see still have a priest, still have a king.
但是在新耶路撒冷，你还会看见祭司，还会看见君王。
But you won't see prophet anymore.
但是你看不见先知。
So brothers and sisters, do not look down ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，不要轻看我们自己。
One day you will be the priest and or king with him.
你知道有一天我们都要做祭司，我们也与他一同做王。
Yes, right now probably we don't carry this on image of God.
也许现在我们身上还没有显明神的形象。
Yes, we still weak. We still do something wrong.
我们仍然软弱，我们仍然犯错。
And sometimes we say something is not appropriate.
我们看见不合适的事情。
We don't carry the image of God at all.
在我们身上看不见神的形象。
But one day we will be the priest and king.
有一天我们会成为君王，成为祭司。
Yes, right now we still have a knowledge. We're doing the prophesying, we're doing the correction, or we're doing the encouragement.
所以我们今天我们仍然有知识，我们仍然有先知，他会来激励，也会来矫正。
But the Lord is going to restore us into the priesthood and kingship.
但神要恢复我们，乃是叫我们得着真正祭司和君王的侍奉。
the last one I want to encourage, we can encourage each other.
最后一点就是我们可以彼此勉励的。
One is renewing,
更新。
And renew to what?
更新成什么？
Here has the passage we can read together.
哥罗西书三章十节。
That's from Colossians 3:10. Let's read together. Have put on the new self, which has been renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. Image of creator. That's the image of God.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
We need to renew every day.
我们需要每天更新。
Renew through our prayers.
借着祷告我们来更新。
Renew through reading His Word.
借着读主的话语来更新。
Renew through the meeting.
借着聚集来更新。
Renew through the brothers and sisters' encouragement.
借着弟兄姊妹彼此的勉励来更新。
So that we'll have this right image of God.
让我们能够真正有神的形象。
Another thing is we need to do it as transforming.
还有就是要变成主的形状。
Let's read together 2 Corinthians 3:18.
零后三章十八节。
And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory and being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Here is we will transform into His likeness.
这里说变成主的形状。
And just like.In the beginning, I define likeness and image, they are identical things. I think identical words.
就像开始我们说这个形状和形象是同一个字。
And we need to transform into His likeness.
我们需要来变成主的形状。
And probably this will take our whole life.
也许我们要用一生的时间。
And maybe some people can spend a shorter time to transform.
也许我们当中有一些人可以用短一点的时间来更新。
If you're willing to obey him,
如果你愿意来遵从他。
And some probably take longer time because we still want to do our way.
如果我们还是想走自己的路，也许我们就要更久的时间。
But all in all, eventually we need to be restored to his image.
但你知道，最终我们将会被恢复成为主的形状。
I want to give you my personal testimony.To end this message.
最后我是愿意做一个我自己的见证。
I grew up in a family. My dad, he was a professor.
我长在一个家庭，我的父亲是一个教授。
And in my, when I was like a shorty, very small, in my image, he's a very strong person, and he's very knowledgeable, and he's a very dependable person.
在我小的时候，就像那个画面上那个小人的时候，我觉得父亲的形象对于我来说，他就是很有知识，很有能力，是完全可依靠的。
So I grew to 15, 16.
所以我长到十五六岁。
I think probably some of you already passed that age, or some of you probably still in 15, 16.
我们这里有一些还在十五六岁，也有一些已经过了那个年龄。
And I have my big ambition.
我有一个大的计划。
I want to be this and that.
我想做成为这个那个。
And I remember, when I was, turning 17.
那我快要十七岁的时候。
And I need to commute by bus to school every day.
我要坐公交车到每天坐公交车到学校去。
And one day, on the bus home.In the bus, somebody told me a news.
有一天我坐车回来的时候，车上有人告诉我一件新闻。
Say, well, they don't call me Robert at that time. They call me 郑修。
他们叫我的名字郑修。
I'll tell you a news, but do not be shocked.
我告诉你一件事，你别害怕。
Your dad just had a very serious car accident.
你的爸爸就是有了一个很严重的车祸。
He rode his motorcycle and hit by the taxi.
他开着一辆摩托车，但是他被一辆出租车撞了。
And right now he's in the hospital. We don't know how serious it's going to be or what's the situation going to be.
他在医院里，我们不知道情况怎么样。
I was kind of stuck.
我就呆住了。
And all the way 25 minutes on a bus, I was looking at outside the window.
就是在车上，车又开了25分钟，我就看着外面的窗户。
And do you know what I'm thinking?
你知道我在想什么吗？
My dad, he's a good man.
我知道我父亲是个好人。
And he's strong.
他很强壮。
And he's very athletic.
他的学术很好。
运动神经。
运动。运动很好。
This shouldn't be happened to him.
这个不该发生在他身上。
He obeyed the Lord. He always ran on the right track of the lane.
他是顺服神的，他开车总是谨慎，在不乱开的。
You know, in the Far East, nobody follow the traffic laws.
虽然你知道在远东，大家开车的时候都不很遵守规矩。
The traffic light just for reference.
他们在开车的时候，好像这个交通灯只是让你参考的，不是让你遵守的。
If there's a space, you just go there and occupy, or just go.
只要有一个空档，你就会钻进去。
So I look at outside the window. I say, all those people. Why not is him? Or why not is that person had a car accident? Why is my dad?
所以我看着车外的时候，我就看见这些人。我说，为什么不是这个那个人？他们被撞，是我的爸爸被撞。
I say, God, you are unfair.
我说，神，你不公平。
If my dad had a car accident, probably those people should have an accident first.
为什么是我爸爸有这个车祸，不是外面这些人不守规矩的人，他们有车祸。
So my dad's strong image started to shatter.
所以我在我的印象当中，我父亲那个强壮的形象就开始有问题。
Especially I thought, well, I can trust or rely on him. It looks like if he cannot get out of the hospital, what should I do?
虽然我以前觉得说我可以完全依靠他，但是如果他不能从医院回来的话，那我该做什么呢？
And for those of you probably know me, probably some of you probably knew my dad.
你们当中有些人可能认识我爸爸。
Yes, he recovered.
是的，他后来就恢复了。
When he got home, he bring a bag of X-ray pictures.
当他回到家里的时候，他带回来一袋 X 光片。
And I went to the room, I pulled out those X-ray pictures.
我就在房间里把这些 X 光片打开。
Oh, this is all the image of my dad, X-ray, so we'll see his the bones and legs, and because the doctor wanted to see what happened is bones and any they broke any bone or anything.
所以我看见他各样的骨头，因为医生要看哪里有断了没有。
Especially when I look at the head bone.
特别我看那个头骨。
It was all right because he has a helmet when he rode.
不是，并不是太糟糕，因为他当时有戴头盔。
But when I look at this image of the X-ray,
让我看这个 X 光片上面的样子。
I start to cry.
我就开始哭了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the person I trust, I think he can help me in all kind of situation, and the image is just a skeleton.
因为就是我觉得说我以前可以完全依靠的父亲，当我看这个 X 光的形象的时候，看见好像就像一个骷髅的这个样子。
And of course, I appreciate the Lord recover him from all this accident.
当然我感谢主他能够从医院回来。
But this is one of the reasons I say I'm looking for some image that will never change.
但是从那个时候我就想要寻找一个形象是一个不改变的。
And I did find it.
最后我终于就找到了。
That's our Heavenly Father.
是我们的天父。
And His image wants to be in you and me.
他的形象要在你和我的里面。
Yes, our body probably will pass away.
我们的肉体会过去。
But when He created man, this image in us will never pass away.
但是他起初造人的时候所给的这个形象永远不会过去。
So for those of you who have not received this image of God, I urge you, you need to receive it quick.
如果我们当中你还没有接受这个形象呢，我实在在这里劝大家你要接受它。
And by just receiving our Lord Jesus.
用什么方法，就是接受我们的主耶稣基督。
And you pray that you are willing to receive this image of God.
你祷告求神说我愿意来接受。
And through Jesus Christ, you will receive it.
借着耶稣基督你会得着。
And you will have the image of our Heavenly Father.
你会得着我们天父的形象。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, thank you. Today you speak to us.
主，我们感谢你今天向我们说话。
And thank you, in your image you created man.
感谢你照着自己的形象来造人。
Many times we look ourselves as very we have a low image.
有时候我们看自己的时候，我们真的形象很差。
But we know you did not look down on us.
但我们知道你不轻看我们。
You even sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us.
你甚至差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督来拯救我们。
And today, if we have not received this image of God, we need to receive this image of God.
今天我们若是还没有接受神的形象，我们实在需要来接受这神的形象。
Oh, probably we have received this image long time ago. Right now, the image start to become blurry.
也许我们很久以前我们就接受了，主啊，但是今天在我们里面也许模糊了。
We need to renew and we need to continue to transform into your image.
我们需要更新，我们需要不断的改变来像你的形状。
Lord, thank you through your words.And you try to call each one of us.
主，感谢你借着你自己的话来召我们每一个人。
Through the prophet, let us know what the correct priest and king should be.
借着先知来叫我们明白祭司和君王的职分是怎样的。
Even though we are far away from priests, we are far away from the king's image.
虽然我们离祭司和君王的职分是那么远。
But one day you will restore us into the right image of God.
但是有一天你要恢复我们完全有神的形象。
But we thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你自己的话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.